Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, a little unwanted chit-chat by the water cooler.
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Hey.
Good weekend?
Yeah,
your back seems a little, you seem a little folded up there. You okay? A little sweat on the brow. Is that some back pain going on? I'm here to tell you, sitting all day is killing you. All right, Gary Bear, that's why I switched to a standing desk. And if you know it's good for you, you will too.
Okay.
According to an important WebMD article that my friend Tony described to me, every minute you spend sitting shaves years off your life. Yeah, indeed. Sitting has been called the new smoking. The only difference is that smoking looks cool and is a great way to meet people and isn't actually that bad for you. I smoke. Sitting, on the other hand, looks ridiculous and shameful, like you're afraid to admit how tall you are, and is terrible for you. The human body simply wasn't meant to be folded up for long stretches like a sad pretzel. It was meant to be held ramrod straight like a noble pretzel stick. Fact. The average person sits for more than 19 hours a day.
I'm not
sure. Fact. Sitting for long stretches interferes with your body's production of an enzyme called LPL, which you need or something. Fact. Even regular exercise isn't enough to counteract the damage from all this sitting, meaning that regular exercise is stupid and pointless. I don't exercise.
Oh, you should definitely.
I was once a standing desk skeptic, too, but after I made the switch 4 days ago, I could immediately sense a difference in how I felt. Way more self-righteous. I used to get home from work totally exhausted. Now I'm brimming with energy. Instead of collapsing onto the couch, I pace my apartment all night long in ever-tightening circles. I simply cannot sleep knowing that there are so many people out there at their desks sitting.
Yeah, I just gotta...
I know what you're thinking. Won't I look strange if I'm the only one in my office standing up to work? Well, not as strange as you're gonna look when you keel over dead at your computer from a lethal combination of sciatica and weak calves. Until somebody describes a WebMD article that changes my mind, I will use a standing desk. In a few months, I might even switch to a treadmill desk, which is a great way to prepare for a swimming desk. By this time next year, I will be dangling from a ceiling-mounted rock-climbing desk, my body swollen from all the extra LPL I'm producing. Unfortunately, by this time next year, unless you make the switch from sitting to standing, you will almost certainly be dead. Just FYI. All right, later, Gear. Hey, Susan, you gotta check out this standing desk. All right, I'll wait till you get off the phone. I can wait. I can stand all day.
I switched to a standing desk, so now you should too. That's a piece by Tom O'Donnell performed for the New Yorker Radio Hour by Dylan Dawson.